This week we're going to be learning some very interesting halachas, including the halachas of actually how to make the tzitzis. We discussed this week in Metz Hashem, and we'll be discussing some other very important halachas. We'll be discussing today as well an interesting case of tzitzis which are created, and the size is right, the looks is right, and everything looks right. But nevertheless, the apostle. What kind of tzitzis could that be? We'll be discussing that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so let us start with Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Hey, which is on page 14 in our editions. Ein oistin atzitzios, you may not make tzitzis, me'atzeme from wool, Hanechas Bakoitzim, which is caught between thorns, Shatsoin Rovzim Benem. When the sheep crouch and they go under on the thorns, and some of the wool gets caught up in the koitzim with the thorns, then that wool is no good. If there is some parts of the wool which gets caught up and is found, that is also, you can't make tzitzis out of that. Also, if there is some leftovers, all those things are no good. And the reason is, says the Shulchan Aruch, mishum bizui mitzvah. It's bizui mitzvah, it's not appropriate, it's not respectful for the mitzvah. So again, all the wool that is found is caught up, and it's torn, as it were, from the animal, from the sheep. And you want to make tzitzis out of that. You want to make threads for tzitzis for that. That's all possible. And the reason for that is because it's bizui mitzvah. It's bizui mitzvah. If it's not chavadik for the mitzvah. In Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chavav, the Mishneh Berurah brings an additional reason as well, which is relevant. The Mishneh Berurah, in this few lines down in Sif Katan Chavav, he brings from the Sif Amoyer. Of the Sif Amoyer Kosav Tam, there's an additional reason for those pieces of wool, torn pieces of wool, which is no good. Because of atam mishum debinin haknaf min haknaf ve'ein minim alo ruim lasis mem beget. He says when the pasuk speaks about tzitzis, it says min haknaf, from the corner, which implies that it's from a garment. And those, if it's torn or caught between thorns, it's noiroi lasumem beget, shem psoiles atzeme, it's the remains, it's the leftovers of wool, vem beget nasim ichmoison. Just like you wouldn't make garments out of leftovers, wool that is found amongst thorns, and you wouldn't make out of leftovers remains, you wouldn't make, start making garments. Similarly, you can't make tzitzis out of it because min haknaf. Therefore, it's possible. Ad kan shoynoi. Vim kain, says the Mishneh Berurah, consequently, kol mine tzemer, any wool, shem gruin, which are not good quality, shem beged nasemen, that normally it's not good quality wool, that normally you wouldn't make garments out of that, because it's not good wool, they're also psulim le tzitzis, they're apostle from tzitzis. So again, we have two reasons why a wool which is caught between thorns is not good, it's posul letzitzis. Reason number one is what the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's bizui mitzvah, it's not appropriate. Reason number two, which the Mishneh Berurah brings in the name of the Baal HaMoir, is because you can only use for the tzitzis something which is, you normally make a garment out of that. If it's leftovers and it's things which wool that normally you'd make garments out of it because it's just leftovers, not the bizui mitzvah aspect, but just because it's a leftover, that you won't be able to make tzitzis out of that either. Yeah.
What if it's a wool something? So you would take leftovers.
But nevertheless, it's generally something which you wouldn't make. You wouldn't use for garments generally. Yes, there are extreme circumstances, but therefore, nevertheless, it's generally not considered min knaf. It's not something that normally you would make garments out of it. The Shulchan Aruch continues. I was actually thinking, I couldn't see in the postgame if there's any materials. I didn't see anything in the postgame. I had a, had a look. If there's any materials which normally you wouldn't make garments out of that because of it's a lesser quality type of wool, a low quality type of material. And because of that, I was wondering if there is such a thing that normally it's such low quality that you wouldn't necessarily make garments out of that. If I couldn't think of any example, but if there would be nowadays such material, according to the Balamo, you wouldn't be allowed to make tzitzis out of that. But I couldn't think of any examples. Okay, Sivo. Imosom itzema gozul. I think you won't like this halacha. You won't like this. Yeah, I think. But let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Imosom itzema gozul. If somebody makes tzitzis out of stolen wool, mitzema gozul, stolen wool, psolem the apostle. Why? The ksiv, as it says, ve'osulahem, meshalohem. The tzitzis, the threads, it says, they need to be from meshalohem, they need to be yours. If they are stolen, it's posul. Hagah, v'davke shechoz al achutim, Rama says, this is only if you actually stole the threads, shechoz al achutim, avlim goz al tzema, but if you stole wool, ve'osan chutim, you made out of the wool, you made threads, tzitzis threads, ksherim ve'akosha. However, the Rama of course says, "Mulechatchila also la'asoyis on certain chatchila, you know how to steal and use stolen wool to make threads out of it."
Some things where chifetz used for a mitzvah, even when the shnei kaina, it was also used in on the mizbeach, for example. This wouldn't be.
We'll speak about that mizbeach. We'll speak about that. That's mamash next eve. We'll get to that mishum tonight. So we're learning over here that the tzitzis need to be meshalohem. The tzitzis need to be meshalohem. They need to be yours. Otherwise, you can't use it. You can't use it. Yeah. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Mitzvah Bobe Aviri, you're right. But the fact that it's Lohem and puzzles it completely, that applies not to all the mitzvahs. The Bialocha is a fascinating Bialocha. What happens if somebody sees this nice tzitzis in the shop? He sees these beautiful tzitzis and they are Nipputz lishmot, they cost quite a lot. And he can't hold himself back. He sees in the Sfarim, he sees these beautiful tzitzis. He says, you know what? I can't hold myself back. He puts it in his pocket and he runs off without paying. And then at home, he's got this beautiful, he puts on his talus, he puts it on, he says, ah, beautiful tzitzis. And he puts them on. And he puts them on. And then afterwards, before he goes to shul the next morning, he sees his beautiful tzitzis and he says, you know what? That looks all right, but his heart is not quite with it. There's something not quite right with it. And then he says, you know what, actually, I think I'd better pay him those few pounds for the tea. And he goes back to the shop and says, you know, I'm really sorry, I've taken your nipputz lishmo, I want to pay that, I want to pay for it. And he goes to it and he says, and he pays for those tzitzis. Now he goes back and he wants to daven shachis with his tzitzis or with his talis, whatever it may be. Is there a problem with those tzitzis or not? He's paid for them now. Oh, beautiful, very nice. Very, very nice. The Bialocha says that could be there's a problem of Tase V'loi Min Ha'osui. Because when they were put on, they were Gozul. When they were put on, they were Posul because it wasn't Shalahem, it wasn't his. When he put them on, they were Posul. It was lacking in Shalahem. Now that you paid for it, it's very nice that you paid for it, but they were still, as they were being attached, they were in a state of Psul. The fact that you're now paying for them, it's too late. So maybe the right thing for him to untie it. Yeah. Yes, that you could do. That you could do. Because it wouldn't be a problem of Tasim and also. The Poiskim do mention over here that contemporary Poiskim, they make sure that although stolen, since it's not that common, they do however say that it's very important to when one purchases tzitzis or talis with has already the tzitzis on it or tzitzis on their own. The poskim, the contemporary poskim, make a point of emphasizing and stressing, make sure to have paid it in full, make sure that, like we all know, we are makbid when it comes to matzahs, we are makbid when it comes to dalet minim, many of us are makbid when it comes to that, and he said that similarly also when it comes to tzitzis, make sure they have paid in full, and so this is no shilets at all of your kiyum, of fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotel Lamed Aleph says, it's also to do with stolen tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah says la asoyson roi tzeloima lehatil tzitzis elu bivigdoi mishomitzah abo be'avera. So in other words, the Mishnah Berurah points out there's actually two problems. One potential problem of meshalohem, But even if that problem is over there, there's always a problem of mitzvah b'avera. If you put it on, it's always going to be a problem of mitzvah b'avera as well. Linyan Bracha says the more eins reish simen tof reish mem tes, and we all remember in tof reish mem tes, was actually paskin that you can't make a bracha on tzitzis that were stolen. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Zayin, Chutin Sha'ulin, if you borrow tzitzis, the halach is halvohi, it's considered a genuine halvoh, it's borrowing, for lo yahadri be'anayu, v'chedidei dom, it's considered his, and it's perfectly in order, you can fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions of it that it depends a little bit how you got the tzitzis strings. So he says as follows, if you got tzitzis strings, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Daled says, "Avalim she'elum lo yadaitim shachzirim lo be'ein." If somebody lent you tzitzis strings, and he thought you're just going to return to him strings, threads, lo yivarech alayu, don't make a bracha, yishleim she'shilam lo yimaloach achas. Maybe somebody thought you're just going to use for another purpose, and you're going to get them back, so you mustn't use them. Avalim yishaloi tzitzis mesukonim, kein shalono, but if somebody borrows or lends regular tzitzis that we've got nowadays, shem shizurim upsukim, that they're already all sorted, Motalit loisam, you're allowed to put them on and use it. Betaliso with his talis, ulvorich alei make a brocha. And sure, the assumption is the bevadai nesonam loy b'matonam and as lehachzir. That normally, if somebody gives you tzitzis, it's matonam as lehachzir, and you can certainly make a brocha, no problem. Yeah.
Years ago, when I still gave my tzitzis to the dry cleaner, I once got one. The last time I did it, I got back somebody else's, and it was definitely not mine. So I wasn't sure what to do with that with my sir. Now I just wash it at home, but I was wondering if it is it's been swapped with somebody else.
Yeah, so there is, without thinking about it, and without being an expert in Chosh Mishpat, there could be that, based on Och Shulchan, could be that it's okay. But Och Shulchan has got a chiddush that if, it depends a bit if you would care, and if the other person would care or not. It depends a bit on that. If really you don't care, it could be about a talis, a person who would care. Yeah, it could be that with a talis. I'm not sure, it's a good question. I can't answer, it's a good question. Yeah?
It would seem from here that even if the person knows that you're giving, it says, if he just gives you the string, you're expecting that he's not going to realize you're giving him stitches. But if he knows that you're giving him stitches, it would seem that you still can't use
the stitches. No, that's what he says, that if you know, then it's okay. Okay, we now move on with a very, very interesting halacha. Hamishtachave, we'll see that it's very relevant. Hamishtachave lebeheimo. Okay, somebody who worships idols and animals, you know, sheep is always a very popular one. I suppose they don't complain. Hamishtachave lebeheimo. Tzamra, it's wool, pasul etzitzis. Somebody who worships sheep as an idol. The tzamra, the wool, is pasul for tzitzis. It's possible for tzitzis. You cannot use the wool of a sheep, which was worshipped as an idol. It's possible tzitzis. Hamishtach vele pishton notua. However, somebody worships growing flax, kosher tzitzis. That is kosher tzitzis. Share nishtanu, because that changed. So, the halach is as follows. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Lamed Hei. Tzamro, it's wool. After Dover Nevat, although the halacha is that something which is served as a avodah zorah, Eino also, is only also, le'edele carbon, is only really also as a carbon, avale hedye chori, but for non-carbon purposes, it's okay. Mikol moka, nevertheless, also le mitzvah tzitzis, the problem of your mitzvah tzitzis, hoid v'tzorki gavoyu, mos klape gavo, hoid lo yishtane kol kach, tadayin chazuse olo v'nire shu tzemer. Says the Mishnah Berurah explains this if as follows. There is a halacha of nevat. If somebody served as an avodah zorah, it cannot be used. If something served properly for an avodah zorah, that's called nevat, and that's also. That, however, only applies for korbanos. This, for tzorki gavoya, for korbanos. Here, this is not exactly that. There is an additional halacha of something which is mos. Things which are served as an avodah zorah, never mind the aspect of nevat, there's not, something is mos, it's not appropriate, it's disgusting to use for a mitzvah, mos, it's inappropriate to use something for a mitzvah which was served for an avodah zorah. Now this, That only applies for sheep which reserved for fun. You can't use that wool for tzitzis. However, what about growing flax? Growing flax, says the Shulchan Aruch, growing flax is different. Because growing flax is different because it has changed its mehus, it has changed its tzura. Somebody was serving the growing flax, from the growing flax until it was made into tzitzis. It's been a long, a big transition, a big change. And that is, therefore, such a change that is no, it's not considered mos and it's okay to use. Again, Mishnah Berurah says, the wool hasn't changed so much. It still looks the same, whether the wool is on the animal, on the tzitzis hasn't changed that much. You could still see that it looks like wool. However, if they bent down the mishtach with the serve, pitched on a growing flax, have a kates, it looks like a tree. The kimmich also chut and it was made into strings. Mare orish and cholaf aholachloi, his change looks completely and therefore growing flax is kosher letzitzis. Yeah. Oh, beautiful question. Such an interesting question. The question asked over here is, what of everything that we discuss now is with regards to making out of the sheep's wool that was served tonight, to make that wool into tzitzis, the actual tzitzis strings. What about, can you use that wool for making the baguette of the tzitzis? Can you not? The Moshe Feinstein's question. Regular baguette.
Tzitzis, which make it shulchan gavoy, which makes it higher,
Okay.
It's a regular baguette.
Yeah.
It's a regular baguette.
So the talus was stamina, because talus, the whole garment that it's got is stamina for tefillah. You can't take a talus into a bathroom, you can take a pair of tzitzis into a bathroom.
Okay, so you say that it's okay, but tzitzis itself you can as well.
Sorry?
Tzitzis as well, you can as well. So the fact you're taking it to a bathroom is not necessarily a proof.
I'm saying the tzitzis you can take into a
bathroom. Right.
So maybe for regular tzitzis, it'd be fine to use a baguette, because the baguette isn't yichud for kodesh, whereas for a talus it does.
Good. Ramosha Feinstein says that, he says the following. In 1952, Rabbi Yisai, in Brooklyn, there was a shaila. The shaila in 1952 in Brooklyn was as follows. There was a shul called Rei Mahuvim. There was a shul, a form Elich shul. And he seemed to have been there for a number of years. Next door to that shul, literally next door, sharing the same wall, there was a tifla that purchased that those premises. So there was a shul, and literally next door, a tifla, I think it says it was a goish, it was a goish, a tifla, bought that those premises, that house, literally sharing the same wall for tifla. And the question was asked, the Yidin who davened in Rei Mahuvim for years, in Brooklyn, they had a question. They became a bit uncomfortable to daven there. Because not only the fact that when the Yidin davened there, they said the Geshmak Musaf, a Kesa, suddenly they hear from next door, they hear the Goyish. Not only that, but also their Mizrach was literally going to the wall that they were, the Mizrach wall was the wall which was adjoining the Tifla. And not only that, but it was mamash extremely close, and davening there became very uncomfortable. And they didn't know what to do. And especially considering the fact that the wall was shared, they thought about moving out. Do we need to now move out? Because the same shul is basically, we've got the same premises now than a tefla. Do we have to move out? And also the music was disturbing as well. 1952 in Brooklyn. Ramosha Feinstein was asked this question. And Ramosha Feinstein says the following. He says that the shul is definitely a mokum kodosh. But what about the walls? have the walls. What are halachically the walls? What is the gather of the walls? Moshe, what do you think about Isai? What is the walls? How would you call the walls? Is it a mitzvah item? Is it, what is it? Right? Is it half-half? Moshe Feinstein says, is it most? He asked the word, is it most? Like we're finding over here that it's most to use sheep's wool, which was used for an Avodah Zarah. It's most. Is it most to daven under a roof which has a wall shared with a tefillah? Is it most? Moshe asks. Says Moshe Feinstein to the Yidden in davening in Rei Mahuv in Brooklyn in 1952. He says the following. He says the wall is not really the part of the mitzvah. It's a goyrem to the mitzvah, says Moshe Feinstein. There is no problem of mos over here. It's not the cheftz of the mitzvah. It's a wall that enables the Yidden to daven there. It's a goyrem. In his words, it's a goyrem, a cause of the mitzvah, a goyrem le mitzvah. Goyrem of mitzvah, there's no problem of mos by goyrem. The sheep's wool is the sheep, it's the wool itself. That is a problem. Or that it's a mos because you're using that wool and you want to make tzitzit out of that. But that's not the same than the wool. It is a goyrem to the mitzvah. Therefore, the question can be asked again. What about the beget? What about the beget? The beget. The beget that you use for put the tzitzit on it. The beget. Rabbosai. Oh, the Moshe, according to the Moshe, that there's no problem. The beged itself, if the beged itself is nothing but the goyrem to the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself. It's not the wool which is used for the tzitzis. It's that wool which is used for the beged is a goyrem to the mitzvah and is no worse than the wool. And it's a goyrem to the mitzvah, and it's okay. It's not the actual item of the mitzvah. It's a goyrem to the mitzvah, and therefore it's okay to use that for and it's not considered most. Art kan, divrei hagon Moshe Feinstein zecher tzadik v'kodesh levocha.
It's more than a goyrem because without it, you can't have tzitzit.
Without the wall, undoubtedly Rei Mahuvim would be looking quite better.
Yeah, but it's you can still daven there.
It's very essential. The walls is a very essential part. Very interesting. The continuation of the tshuva there is very, very interesting. There was one Rav who it just sees the gathers of Ramosha. The Ramosha Feinstein said it was one Rav who was very hesitant to be mekel. He says, how can you daven so close to a tifla? It's inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. It's not geschmack. You can't. It's not right. Ramosha Feinstein then says, and because the other Rav says, Meyirei hoira anoichi, the other Rav said, I'm hesitant to be mekel in such a shaila. I'm hesitant to be mekel, said the other Rav, to Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein then answered back with a very sharp tone. Moshe then says, you think that you are the, you really think that you're the machmir, and you're meyirei hoira, you are scared to be mekel? I said, I think that you are actually a big mekel. Do you know what it means to sell a shul? And after to rebuild the shul, you know how much this costs? You know how many Yidden will have to fundraise? You know how hard it is for Yidden to spend money on rebuilding shuls? You know how hard it is to re-establish a new shul? Do you know how hard it is? He says, you're not a machmir, you're a mekel on people's plates, he says. Yeah, he's on people's cheshbon. He said, I'm comfortable to be mekel over here with regards to the goyrim, the mitzvah, and I prefer to be mekel in that area. I don't think it's a kodah at all, it's a goyrim, and let the Yidden daven in Reim Ahuvim as they've been davening for years. Yeah.
We didn't pass it away by shofar. If you have a shofar which was which is just a goyrim for the miser because it's the sound.
That's a good shayla with regards to shofar. Without going into that raid, the shofar is a very interesting topic. It's a topic on its own, and it might not be considered goyrim. It's not called goyrim. According to either opinion, it's not considered a goyrim. Yeah. Right. Okay, so just to recap a little bit what we covered tonight, it's Besiat Vishmaya. We started speaking about Sif Hei, which taught us that Einoisim Atzitzis Mitzemer Hanechas Bakoitzim, that wool which is found between the thorns of that wool cannot be used for tzitzis. The main reason of the Shulchan Aruch is bizui mitzvah. It's not respectful for the mitzvah. But so the Mishneh Berurah says he can only use wool which is used for garments. If it's not used for garments, you can't use it for tzitzis. We then spoke about Seif Vav and Seif Zayin teaching us that the wool, that the tzitzis needs to be yours, the strings need to be yours. If it's stolen, it's lacking shalohem, you cannot use it. It's a problem. We learned the bi'alocha that if you pay too late after the tzitzis have been put on, it's a shayla of tasev lo mina osu. We also spoke about the fact that never mind shalohem, there's also a problem mitzvah ba'avera. Can't make a bracha on it anyway, as the Ramah says. She'ela, borrowed and lent tzitzis is okay, as the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Zayin teaches us. And then we spoke about Seif Chei, Mishtachav ele Behema, somebody who bows down, if the sheep has been made into an idol, the wool is possible at tzitzis. However, growing flax is okay because it has significant change. It's gone through a very, very substantial change. Therefore, the growing flax, which is made into tzitzis strings, is in order, as opposed to the wool which is used, which is a problem. We spoke about the Ramosha's chiddush of a goyrem is okay. It hasn't got a problem of mos. It's not disrespectful. Mos hasn't got a problem. Goyrem lemitzvah hasn't got a problem of mos, and is okay. And therefore, the beged, which is made out of tzemer, which is nevat, is okay. It will continue, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.